Friday, 8:57 a.m. in the principal's office. Marcy cautiously turned the knob to Principal Winston's office and click! OMG! We nearly jumped out of our skins! Ah! Chloe shrieked and grabbed my arm. Okay, that was the loudest doorknob click ever. But still, there was no need for Chloe to act like she'd just seen an axe murderer or something. Chloe, let go of my arm, I whisper shouted. Sorry, she muttered. I'm just a little jumpy, okay? The four of us nervously tiptoed into the dark office, wheeling the dog cage behind us. For some reason, it felt really creepy in there. Like at any second, some nightmarish creature was going to crawl out of the shadows, grab us with its long, bony claws, and do something really horrible to us. You know, like enroll us in summer school. Eek! Marcy stopped in the middle of the room. Shh! Do you guys hear that sound? I definitely heard it. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Oh, no! Zoe gasped. I think someone is knocking on the door. We're doomed! That's not the door. It's Chloe's knees, I said, rolling my eyes. Hey! I already told you I was a little jumpy, Chloe snarked. This place feels like a haunted house or something. Does anyone have a flashlight? That's it. I can't handle this, Marcy cried. I'm going to do what I should have done in the beginning. She turned and headed straight for the door. I could not believe she would just panic and abandon us like that. Wait, Marcy, come back, I whisper shouted. Well, it looks like she'd rather smell funky wrestler uniforms and hang out with us puppy smugglers, Chloe grumbled. When Marcy reached the door, she stopped. Then she hit a switch on the wall, and bright lights flooded the room. Chloe, Zoe, and I blinked in surprise. There, isn't this a lot better? Marcy said as she opened the curtains on a window. I don't know about you guys, but the darkness was giving me serious goosebumps. Chloe's fright subsided as we looked around. The office was a lot less Temple of Doom looking with the lights on. Actually, it was kind of on the boring side. Cheesy-looking certificates hung on the walls, a bookcase was filled with dusty books, and a clock sat next to a framed family photo. A big candy jar sat on his desk along with stacks of papers. I couldn't help but shudder. Hopefully today was the first and the last time I'd be hanging out in the principal's office. I folded the doggy blanket and placed it in the wagon. All the dogs had cuddled together and were about to take their mid-morning nap. I think they're still exhausted from that big party they had in the janitor's closet, so they'll probably just sleep the rest of the day. You won't even know they're there, I assured Marcy. Great. I'll come back to check on them every hour between classes. And if there's a problem, I'll text you, Nikki, Marcy explained. Otherwise, just meet me here after school to pick them up. Thanks, Marcy. You're a lifesaver, I said. Suddenly, Marcy froze. Shh! I hear another strange sound, she whispered. Smack, smack, smack. Smack. Smack, smack. I definitely heard it, too. Alarmed, Marcy, Zoe, and I stared at the door. Were those footsteps? OMG! What if the secretary was coming in to place Principal Winston's mail on his desk and discovered us in here? I quickly searched the room for a hiding spot. Maybe we should hide in that closet, I shouted quietly.
Hey guys, don't freak out. It's just me, Chloe giggled.
We turned around to see her smacking loudly on the last few pieces of chocolate in Principal Winston's candy jar.
Sorry if I sound like a pig, but those mini candy bar thingies are delish.
Evidently, in the 60 seconds we had our backs turned, Chloe had somehow crammed most of the candy bars from that big candy jar into her dainty little mouth.
Seriously, how did she do that? Does her jaw unhinge when she eats like those huge snakes on the Animal Planet TV shows?
Anyway, in spite of Chloe's noisy feeding frenzy, the dogs had finally fallen asleep. Marcy turned out the lights and we rushed back to the main office, and just in time, too. As we headed into the hall on our way to class, the secretary held the door open for us.
Have a nice day, girls, she smiled.
You too, we said, and smiled back at her. Anyway, thank goodness the dogs are safely hidden away in Principal Winston's office, where no one will find them. Now, all I have to do is just survive the rest of the school day, which is about 5 hours. How hard can that be?